FM 90.3 WJTL. That is Toby Mac, Steal My Show. Colton Dixon, Made to Fly. Good morning to you. Annie and Fred with you, 703.
Hey, good morning and happy Tuesday. We're so excited to have events back and all the things we've scheduled for this fall at Landis Hall at the Junction Center. We can't wait to see you. We have things coming up like the Sidewalk Prophets Great Big Family Reunion Tour in September. That's September 26th. The Skit Guys are coming, which I really want to come to. That's amazing. Saturday, October 2nd. This and so many others. Visit JunctionCenterProductions.com for all the latest details.
This morning, our special guest from Manheim Community Life Group, Joel Hornley, is here. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning.
Good morning, Fred and Annie. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well.
Good. Anybody you want to say hi to?
I'll say hi to my beautiful wife, Karina, and hopefully my three little ones are still sleeping for her at home.
And when you say little ones, you just had one in the past week.
We did. We have a one-week-old Lydia Jane at home right now.
So
congratulations.
Really.
Thank you.
Yeah, so you have three under two?
Three under two.
How? Yeah, you're not sleeping, I'm guessing.
It's okay. I can come in the morning show. I'm already awake.
Yeah, I'm already up.
That's right.
And
right.
I get a break.
That's
I didn't
right.
have to change
you're
any
right.
diapers
this is a peaceful
for a few
morning
minutes.
For me.
Yeah, very cool. So I understand you were here with your youth group one time. You were here for youth group night.
Yeah, I was here for youth group night, but probably about 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, how
so
cool is
second
that?
Second time awesome. On the air.
Yeah, well, it's great to have you. Tell us about Manheim Community Life Group.
Yeah, so Manheim Community Life Group seeks to glorify Jesus Christ by bringing hope, stability, and new life to our community by providing housing and other available resources to families and individuals in need. Basically, a couple years ago, several of us from local churches said, hey, there's a disconnect here between our local town of Manheim and the churches in the town. And how can we connect the people in the churches to the needs in the community?
Yeah.
And so we began to do research and find out what the needs were and what resources were available and attempt to meet a need that, that was not being met.
So what sort of needs are you meeting? Tell us about that.
Yes, we're meeting, we do rent assistance, we do clothing and transportation, and most recently housing has become a very big need. And it continues to pop up time and time again as we talk to folks in the community. And so we're really excited about launching a program here shortly to really meet that need specifically.
Very cool. And we'll talk about that coming up a little bit. In the meantime, if folks want more information or find out how they can help or get involved, visiting you online is probably the best thing
to do. That's perfect. Yep. ManheimCommunityLifeGroup.org or visit us on Facebook as well.
And don't do .com like I did and say, Joel, why can't I find you? Oh, it's .org.
.org.
Yeah. ManheimCommunityLifeGroup.org. And if you go to Facebook and type that in, they'll find you there as well.
That's correct.
Yep. Very cool. We'll talk more with Joel coming up in a bit about the home on Ferdinand. You'll want to find out about that. Jeremy Camp and Newsboys next.